Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
the draft is next for the National Hockey League, so you now know where you're going with that.
I think there's going to be some fascinating things that are going to happen. It's going to try and happen. Look, teams are not going to be able to stand pat. That's a given.
How about that?
Because don't forget, 48 hours after the day two of the draft, free agency hits. So there's going to be a lot of interesting things going on in National Hockey League.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, Canada, welcome. Welcome to a Flame Tech Football Friday here on the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show is rolling. And we say hey to Canadian sports fans around the world. We got a special treat for you. John Frenzy in the bunker here to open up the program today. The Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster. How you doing, Frenzy?
I'm doing great, Rod. Just simply great. You've only got that blizzard out there. Doesn't bother me at all.
The weather outside is frightful.
Oh, is it ever?
But the show today's delightful.
Couldn't see where we're going on the road, folks.
Yeah.
Get here. That's beside the point. That's called fun.
If you go to our Instagram page, you will see a video of John Frenzy and I in the road on the way up here. I threatened to put a GoPro in my Capital GMC Terrain and video that chat. I still think we should. Well, there's a 15-second snippet of it on my Instagram page right now at Rod Peterson Official. But anyways, I see we've got new viewers today that are writing in. You might be best to tweet us or text us on the Prairie Mobile text line, because here in the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace, come in and warm up at the Four Seasons, your home for the NFL. We do the talking. So when it comes to questions and comments, that's later on. So you can say good morning and so forth, but I can't answer questions right now because we got business to get to. And Darren DuPont was saying to me, you might as well bring Frenzy in for the warm-up because we got so many guests today. People love them some Lynch, and this is the best time to get Lynch's thoughts. So that's why you have him. Coming up on the program today, Gus Frerotte. You see that I'm wearing the Huddle Up with Gus podcast bunny hug that just came in the mail this week. Perfect timing. Gus Frerotte, the 17-year NFL quarterback, pro bowler, will be with us to preview this weekend's NFL games. Same story with Tory Gurley, who will join us in hour two, our regular weekly NFL insider. And of the Montreal Alouettes, running back Shaq Murray-Lawrence. You're not going to believe this, but his agency, New World Agency, lined us up with this interview because Shaq Murray-Lawrence is on the Canadian bobsled team, Lynch. Can you believe that?
Oh, about that, eh?
Running back of BC Lions fame, Shaq Murray-Lawrence, now belongs to the Alouettes, I believe, but he's on the Canadian National bobsled team, and he's going to be joining us today. So,
and he was here for a couple of days, eh?
Apparently, he was with the Rough Riders. I missed it.
Yeah. Well,
Clark says he was on the rider roster but didn't get onto the field. So we got a lot to get to with Shaq Murray-Lawrence, but let's jump into the quick six show topics, please, on this Flame Tech Football Friday. Thank you, Director Jordan. They're not all football here in the warm-up, but we're starting off with football. I was on TSN 1290 radio in Winnipeg this morning and chatting with Jim Toth and Troy Westwood, and they were the first to inform me that Andrew Harris has signed a contract extension with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And it really opens a Pandora's box to me of a lot of things that we've been talking about all week on this show. Number one, the obvious. Andrew Harris is the reigning Grey Cup MVP and most outstanding Canadian. He's signed with the Blue Bombers. I will take the road to negative. I won't take the off-ramp to negative town. Westwood said to me, hey, given this guy's resume, is Andrew Harris on the road to being the greatest running back ever in the CFL? Because we're on live radio. I think he must have said the greatest Canadian running back ever. Eh, Lynch?
Yeah.
And John Cornish, Andrew Harris, John Cornish, Andrew Harris. I think it comes down to one of the two. Yeah. But as far as supremacy at the top, it's George Reed and Mike Pringle.
Of course, but Andrew Harris is the best Canadian. I think he's better than John Cornish. Yeah. Oh, Harris is just terrific. And he performed fantastic in the playoffs last year. Won that Grey Cup for the Bombers himself.
Of course.
Outstanding player.
I don't think anybody's ever been named the MVP and the top Canadian.
No.
Maybe there was one other time. My God, our memories are fading from the last time we saw the CFL on the field. That's why they need to be talked about, but people don't agree with me.
He had a sensational Grey Cup game, and he was so determined to win that Grey Cup game.
Right, but as I said to the guys on Winnipeg Radio this morning, listen, what the news I want out of the CFL is, are you playing? And if you are, How are you playing? That's really all I want to hear. Because, not to be Debbie Downer on this Friday, but so the players have signed extensions. Great. What's their other option? Retirement. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So I don't see this as huge news. I'm sorry. Andrew Harris is a Winnipegger. He doesn't want to leave Winnipeg. So to lead off that interview and talk about that is not breaking news. Okay. Point two to the National Football League, and two of the seven head coaching vacancies have been filled. The Jaguars have hired Urban Meyer, who's never been an NFL coach before, but nobody seems to be scared off
by
that.
He's a winner.
He's a winner all the way, yeah, as Lynch would say. Randy Rath, watching in Manitoba, says, nope, Andrew Harris was the first and only to win both. Thank you. Thank you for answering that. Oh, boy.
How about that, eh?
Oh, boy.
How about that?
Greg Clevgaard says Harris might be great, but he likes his additives in his drinks. He's going to be living down the PED forever. And I think that, Greg, are you just a Rider fan saying that? Because at what point does Andrew Harris get be let out of the PED jail? When does that happen? I've let him out, by the way. But as I've said with the Bombers, we've gone back and forth. They're very upset when the steroid thing comes up for Andrew Harris. And I said, you can't dictate when the court of public opinion's done with you. Yeah. Sorry. I'm done. I'm not going to hold Andrew Harris to that. But the Rider Nation doesn't seem like they're ever going to let Andrew Harris go with that.
No, they don't.
And they seem to forget that Marcus Thigpen was guilty of the exact same thing.
Right. Yeah. Harris is just terrific. Fantastic. With speed, power, got it all. And desire, eh? How about that desire?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, the Jets coach, pardon me, he was the defensive coordinator in L.A., Robert Saleh. Is that how they say it?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the man.
And he's been the, defensive coordinator in L.A. He's going to New York. Good coach, tough coach, good coach, I think. Good move for them. Finally, they're getting a decent coach, which will help them a bit. Now they got to get a quarterback, which they'll get in the draft. So things should be improved in Jetland next year.
I'll get to your questions in a minute. Moving on, point three, to the divisional playoffs. Lynch and I were discussing in the car on the way up here, what's the best game? Obviously, I say Bucks Saints. He doesn't. He says what?
I am saying I think the best game will be Baltimore and Buffalo. Baltimore will go to Buffalo. Woo! That'll be a sensational football game. And it's tomorrow at 7:15. Baltimore Ravens at Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills have been playing terrific. And so Baltimore. It's going to be a great game because they got two superstars at quarterbacks.
You're probably right, but I think there are more stars in the New Orleans-Tampa Bay game, which is Sunday, and that includes Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown. So for our own reasons, those are the games we're paying the most attention to, but I'm stealing the question from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. Their poll question today is, we're taking it, which favorite will fall? Is that how we worded it? Or was it which underdog will win? That's completely opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So we changed the wording.
Which favorite?
So it's a slightly different question than what TSN 1290 is announcing today. Which underdog will win this weekend in the NFL divisional playoffs? And the Buccaneers are running away with it with 54%. Arr!
Hope so.
Who is number two?
Sure hope so.
The Ravens. Yeah. That's on Facebook. Lynch, which one of these games is going to see an upset?
I really think that Buccaneers are going to win.
Okay.
Buccaneers, yeah. Tampa Bay faces New Orleans for the third time in the last 6 or 7 weeks. They lost twice to them at the end of the season badly, but I think that Tampa Bay are going to do it because of Brady makes the big plays again.
And yeah.
I think that I'm hearing whispers Drew Brees is hurt a bit.
Right? Oh, yeah. I think for sure that he is. So, tremendous football games. You've got 24 hours to vote on that. We're going back and forth here. A couple of Rider fans have chimed in. Brian Eitenauer says, why should we let him out of jail? He was probably doing it his whole career. Well, they all are, for the most part. I would say the majority is, anyways. So, to hold Andrew Harris accountable, it's the people, waving their finger at somebody that got a DUI when they've done it 100 times and never got caught themselves. That's all.
Yeah, they gave him credit for what he's done in the football field, which is fantastic.
Right. Well, but that great club guard says, you're right, Rod. People make mistakes. Time to move on. So some people are going to move on. Some will never move on.
Nope.
I've moved on. If you don't want to, that's your choice. Trent in Norway checking in. Hello, Trent. He says, Norway calling. Glad the Oilers won and got the balance between being relaxed and showing some intensity. Sorry for a poor explanation yesterday. Kansas City and Green Bay will still meet in the Super Bowl, but I agree with Lynch on Ravens-Bills. Brady will get to Green Bay. Have a great weekend. That's from Trent in Norway checking
in. I'll be next weekend.
With his crystal ball predictions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, something else.
But let's not look to next weekend. Yeah, let's just talk about this weekend. Moving on. Hang on. Point four, NFL left or NHL leftovers from Thursday night. I tweeted these. What a wonderful night of hockey. Connor McDavid. But let me just start with this. I watched the Jets and the Flames, and I loved it. It had a lot of ups and downs, and it was a game that went to overtime, and Patrick Laine scored the winner. I'm just loving Laine. After his first goal, he skated by the Flames bench and yipped something at them, which I love that kind of stuff. I really do. And then that ignited a fire under the Flames, who promptly went up 3-1. And then the Jets came back and won in overtime on a Laine goal. So they absolutely can't trade Patrick Laine. Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it.
Don't trade your stars. You can't do it.
No, you can't trade your stars, as Lynch has often said. So do whatever it takes to make him happy. There's a legitimate case to be made that Patrick Laine is the best player on your team. Figure it out.
Common sense says it, too.
Yeah, and then I got to be honest, a lot of my friends were texting me about the Oilers and what was going on over there. My phone's going off like a slot machine. Bing, bing, bing. McDavid scoring like crazy. But I'm not watching that game. I'm watching the Jets. We're leaning into Winnipeg Sports Talk, if you've noticed, because they're giving the love to us. Alberta is, but not as much as Manitoba. So then I flipped over to the Oilers game, and really it was over by then, by the time I flipped. What did it end up? Doesn't matter what ended up. The Oilers won. McDavid had 4 points. And my point is, as long as the Oilers rely on two players, they're done. They're not going anywhere. Would you agree with that, Frenzy?
Sure would. You'd think that Tippett would correct that and get a second line.
I know.
But he hasn't. And those two guys are the top two players in hockey in the NHL. They are the two best players on the same line. How about that? They should be able to work something out with those guys that the rest of the team gets better and can win. Because they got some pretty good players there, but they don't play very well for the Oilers. I guess it's because they're in the shadow of the other two guys.
I guess. But I've seen it. I've seen it on junior teams. If you only got two good players, which is what we had with the Regina Pats with Jordan Eberle and Colton Tubert, just two, we didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you can't be two players and 18 other guys.
No.
And that's what Edmonton has. So they won. 5-2 was the final. And then Vegas, I panicked. I couldn't find the game. Last year, I had no problem finding Golden Knights games on my cable, and now I'm having a problem with it. They beat Anaheim last night 5-2. Robin Lehner was in goal. What do they even need Marc-Andre Fleury for? So this morning, I investigated buying the entire package from the NHL so I can get my beloved Golden Knights. But I was always happy because sitting here in the Bermuda Triangle of the NHL, we're in the TV regions of the Oilers, Flames, and Jets, and invariably one of them's playing the Golden Knights, so I got them all the time. Jeff in Calgary, the Stamps fan, says, don't worry, Rod, no one in Calgary hates you. It's just your perception.
I beg to differ. I think that's right.
Bo Levi hates me. There's one. We'll always have Bo.
Yeah.
John Kirby in Edmonton says the Vegas game aired on NBC Sports. Not on my package. I'll find it. It was just the first night. I'm settling in.
It wasn't on NBC Sports. There's no.
No, difference. I didn't.
I tried to find it too.
I couldn't find it on NBC Sports.
And my wife tried, and she can't find it. Nobody can. So.
Point five. This is curling news that actually emanates across the whole country. It's focused really on the rectangle, but the Saskatchewan curling just anointed provincial champions because COVID's caused the cancellation of our provincial playdowns. Yeah. So Team Matt Dunstone and Team Sherry Anderson, I know them both very well, will represent the men and women's side of this province at the Brier and the Scotties. And I'll just say this, hats off to the class of the curling people, i.e. Team Colton Flash, who's been on this show, and Team Silvernagel on the women's side, who did a concession speech on Twitter without even actually losing. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
They lost by acclamation, and they just said, tough decision for Sask Curl. Good luck to Team Dunstone and Team Anderson. We are all Team Sask. Yep. This makes my heart go, da-dump, da-dump, da-dump.
Very well.
So to not get the whininess that we normally get from entitled sporting figures doesn't happen in curling. And point six, hang on a second. Todd Pinckney says center ice is free for 2 weeks. Okay, well, I got to figure this all out. I got to figure it all out. Everything's changed. I've never had to buy center ice before because, as I said, I was happy in sitting in the region that we're in. But now I can't see my favorite team, so now I got to figure out how we're going to do this. But I'll figure it out. Point six, the Raptors, they won! Second worst team in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors, won at home in Tampa, 111-108 over Charlotte. But don't get too excited. Everybody beat Charlotte. But the Raptors are now 3-8.
Yeah. Not off to a good start.
No. John in Edmonton says, sorry to tell you, Rod, but Saturday's Vegas game is not airing in Canada. It's okay! I'm going to be watching NFL. The rock star of the day yesterday, interestingly enough, was Mike Richards. The rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions was Mike Richards from Saga 960 in Mississauga, Ontario. Mike Richards, he beat out the voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Dave Randorf. Unbelievable, I know.
And hard to believe.
I know. And from a viewer, Michael Dornian, Twisted Mike, he used to listen to my old show. He's found us here. And now I'll answer your question, Mike, and then we'll break and bring on Gus Frerotte. He says, Twisted Mike here. Should the WHL let Connor Bedard and all the rest of the 16-year-old rookies play their 16-year-old or rookie seasons next year and let them stay in the league until after their 21st birthday? Oh, you're projecting 5 years out, man. You're talking about a guy that's 16 as a hockey player. What's going to happen when he's 20 or 21? That is a lifetime in hockey terms. And by the way, Connor Bedard's probably going to be in the NHL at 18. So you're talking about what's happening with university football and they're extending the eligibility for seniors. Yeah. I get that. I think, no. Don't worry about the rookies. What they should be doing is extending the 19 and 20-year-olds now for a 21-year-old season. Now. But we'll discuss this later. It's a great question, Twisted Mike, and thanks for finding us on our new show. One more. Rose, the Edmonton Eskimo fan, writes from Edmonton. She says, I like you because Bo doesn't like you.
How about that, eh? That's one way to look at it.
All right. Gus Frerotte in next. This has been the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up. You're home for the NFL. You're watching on Game Plus TV and live daily on YouTube. And listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and we've got Hall of Fame writer-broadcaster John Frenzy here with us. Gus Frerotte, for those that may have forgotten, 17 years in the National Football League, Pro Bowler in the 1996 season, and he is an NFL record holder, which we may get into in our chat here. But let's bring him in today, Gus Frerotte from Pennsylvania. I got the bunny hug going, the hoodie, Gus. I left my mug at home, but I got one. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Rod. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Happy New Year. How are things in the Frerotte clan here as we move forward into 2021, the whole family?
Well, it's kind of crazy today. So I'm on with you virtually. My wife is doing work virtually from her office. My sons are upstairs doing their second podcast ever with Wes Welker. So we're all at home, all over the internet.
Are your boys, is that part of the Huddle Up podcast? Or what's the deal with Welker? Tell me about that.
Well, Wes has been a good friend for a long time, and he's now a receivers coach with the 49ers. But I've known Wes since we played together in Miami in 2005, and he's known the kids since they've been tiny. So they started a podcast this year. They wanted to try it. So they got on my show, just talked about their football picks and, you know, fantasy football along with, you know, doing a little FanDuel betting. And they did a good job. I really liked what they did. So we said, let's try another show. They've been working on trying to get my buddy Ryan Fitzpatrick on. Fitzy's got his seven kids, and so he's a little busier. And Wes has three little ones. So Wes just got finished, and Wes is going to come on. My son Gunnar actually worked with Wes one summer when he worked for Houston Texans, and Wes had him come up from college and just hang out with him and go through the meetings and meet all the players. So it's a good mix. I think they're going to have a great show today.
Awesome. Well, you're finding it's like Canada, and as you've pointed out, you've got a lot of family up here. They can't get enough hockey talk. They don't care who's saying it. They just can't get enough. In America, very similar with NFL talk, right? You put out a podcast, people are going to listen and watch. Would you agree?
I agree. You know, and I think that you have to bring some good stuff with it. You can't just go out and act like you know what you're doing. You have to understand the game. You have to really give the audience some deep understanding, or maybe stories they've never heard before. I think you guys do a great job with hockey. I was just listening to your show before I came on. You know, I know a few players that play up there. We were in St. Louis for a long time with Keith Tkachuk, and now watching his boys play, it's kind of amazing how great they're doing up there, one with the Flames and one with the Senators. So it's been a lot of fun watching them. And, you know, I've been a Penguins fan as long as I can remember. So sorry about that. I know you're a Golden Knights fan and took our goalie from us, or should I say we let him go. But yeah, NFL here is huge. If you can talk NFL, talk it well and give people something new or something different, then they'll definitely listen to you. Oh, by the way, I love the sweatshirt.
Oh, I love it too, man. I don't know where you're getting this stuff from, but it is very warm. It's for what we got outside, this blizzard is perfect for the conditions. And by the way, I don't know why we got Fleury if we're not playing him. It's a bit of a stick in my craw with both my brother and me that are both Golden Knights fans that he's sitting on the bench. It kind of ticks me off. But listen, we do have the Brent Musburger of Canada here, John Frenzy. I said Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster. I'm going to turn him loose on you.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, Gus.
As a matter of fact, Lynch, you were so excited to interview Gus. Why don't you take it over, and I'll come back at the end with a few for Gus.
Gus, I got to ask you about one situation that I just can't believe. It's the Philadelphia situation. A good kid, Carson Wentz, comes in from North Dakota State, takes him to the Super Bowl, been pretty good in the last 2 years. He has a rotten year this year. He hasn't got any blockers. Nobody can help him. He's getting sacked every second game, every play. And he got really upset about it. He had some clashes with the coach, Doug Peterson. And then he said that he can't play for this team anymore. He and Doug Peterson have an irreconcilable situation. It can't be reconciled. So what did... then he went and phoned his mother and told him what's going on. And his mommy got into the act. And she phoned up Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. And he said... I'll look into this. And he decided, that because he signed Carson Wentz, first of all, 5 years ago. He likes the kid. He's going to play. He's going to be at the quarterback. We're going to keep him, and we're going to fire the coach. So he walks in last Monday and fires Doug Peterson, who's the best coach they've had in years. They only wanted to take him to the Super Bowl. And a schmozzle there now. A lot of the players are very upset about this. So how do you see that? Am I reading this thing wrong? Is it as silly as it looks?
It's very silly, but you got to remember it's a business. And, you know, who's going to cost that owner a lot more money? Is it going to be Carson Wentz or is it going to be Doug Peterson? So I don't know all the ins and outs. I didn't know his mom got involved. I mean, anytime that happens, that gets a little crazy too. Coaches don't really enjoy that. But with the whole Carson Wentz thing, for me personally, watching Carson Wentz play, I think he gives maximum effort. I think he's very prone to turnovers. When we saw them go to the Super Bowl, Nick Foles came and played for him after he got hurt. Nick Foles did a good job with the team. And so I think Carson got very lucky of signing a very big deal, right? And that kind of solidified his time in Philadelphia. But then they bring in a young kid in Jalen Hurts who has a lot of promise as well. And so Carson doesn't do well. Yes, like you said, his line was abysmal, but I did get sacked 62 times 1 year playing for the Washington football team. So I know what that's like. And that still doesn't give you full rein just to turn over the football or make bad decisions or and all of that, because that's the NFL, and sometimes you get that, it becomes that way. So you have to be able to, you're the leader of that team. You have to be able to improve your play in all situations. And I just think that this was a crazy year. They could have just said, hey, we're chalking this up to COVID, and we don't know. We're just going to erase it from the books and start over next year and bring back our base, our coach, our two quarterbacks, and let's maybe have a competition. Let's figure it out. But I agree with you. I don't think Doug Peterson should have been fired. I think he should have stayed there. But obviously, Mr. Lurie owns the team. He can do whatever he wants. It's a business, and he probably figured that's the business, the decision that he wanted to make and was best for everyone.
Well, Gus, because you've been around pro football for so long and still are, in my 20 years in the CFL, we've seen it where there are irreconcilable differences between a coach and a player. And I just wonder if can you not put them in a room and say, figure it out? And I don't mean just head coaches. It's happened with coordinators, position coaches. But have you seen situations where it's just not going to – one has to go?
Oh, yeah, I've been it. I've done it. When I was with the Washington football team and had to deal with that with Coach Turner and Mike Martz, and we had downright blowouts, right? And they don't forget. You don't forget. And sometimes you burn some bridges that you shouldn't have. You know, they always tell you don't ever burn the bridges, because you never know when those people come around and help you again. But at that time when it's heated and you're kind of in the moment, you don't think about that stuff, and you're young, and you know, you only get a couple opportunities to be great in the NFL and do the right thing. So I can understand where Carson's coming from. You know, maybe he said some things he shouldn't have to Doug, and then Doug probably may have said some things he shouldn't have, and he gets out and gets the owner, and the owner has to make a decision. And we all saw what the decision was.
I saw on Twitter three or four players saying, Kretz, hey, coach, sad to see you go. You're a Griffith. Loved you a lot. Top players in that Philadelphia team. So I think there's going to be some heart feelings there. And I don't know. I just found it very surprising that would happen, because you don't get rid of your stars. And Wentz has been pretty good. I mean, he's got the fumble problem, but he's only 25 years old. It hurts the team. They're going to get a new coach. He's got to start from scratch again. I don't see how this is going to help the Philadelphia Eagles, do you?
No, you know, and you know, then Jalen Hurts comes in, and then they bench him in the third quarter of the last game and put the third string guy in. And there's just a lot of stuff that happened this year with the Eagles that I think a lot of people really don't understand. And probably unless you were in those meeting rooms, it's the only way you're going to really get the full story. But anytime you get a new coach, a new system, new coordinators, it hurts a team, because it takes a while, because usually those new coaches bring in the players they want. And so there's going to be a lot of players that will be gone for the Philadelphia Eagles. And we're going to see a lot of new names playing for the Eagles probably next year.
Gus, I brought this up, I think, the last time you were on, and I'll say it again, how you were defending Lamar Jackson to those Pittsburgh talk show hosts. I just love that. And you said it's your kid's favorite player. Am I right? Like, what are you expecting out of Lamar this week against the Bills? You must feel so gratified that this guy's proving the doubters wrong again.
Well, you know, my son Gunner he's the ultimate stats guy. He loves researching and doing all those things. I think he's watched every one of Lamar's games. And you talk about things that and history and stats of what Lamar has done. You know, he's got one more game to tie Michael Vick's record of 100-yard rushes, I think. You know, and he's just done an amazing thing. He's pretty accurate passer. I mean, I don't think he has the people around him right now to maybe go as far as the Super Bowl this year. You know, big play receivers. He's been struggling. We finally seen Marquise Brown step up and make some plays last week for him. But you know, the guy's an amazing talent, and I don't think anybody can say that he's not. You know, he does play for a team that's been up and down. I don't know if they go into the Bills and win. It may be 3 feet of snow in Buffalo this week, and you know, he's even said he's never played in snow. But with their run game, I mean, I think they're rushing for over 200 yards a game. I mean, when I think of good playoff football, the run game, really, if you can run the ball, you're going to do really well. And, you know, I think the Bills are going to have a good game plan to stop him and that run game and try to make him throw the football. But we'll see what happens. I think it's just going to be a great game. You know, Josh Allen up there has been playing well, so it's going to be a lot of fun to see the Bills go into the second round of the playoffs against the Ravens.
Now, I want to talk about the New England Patriots. You know, the coach had to suffer a losing season. He hasn't had many like that in 21 years. He's used to winning. So what's going to happen now with Cam Newton? Do you think he'll be gone? He's not the quarterback they want there. And the kid from Auburn hasn't shown that much. So I don't think Bill Belichick can do it. He thinks he's magic. But I don't think he is. He's a human being. He got lucky having the great Tom Brady with him for 20 years. Don't you think?
Well, maybe he's not magic, but he does something that wins, right? And you said it yourself, he's made it 21 years straight, and I don't think you can ever look at anybody else to do that. So something about what Bill Belichick does, yes, he did have the greatest quarterback ever to play the game, and that obviously helps. But you still, it's not one guy who wins game, right? There's 11 out there at a time, and he has to coordinate all that. He has to put good players in and out. We've seen him bring top players in. We've seen him cut first rounders that weren't working out. He has a system. That system has been working for him. So what happens next year, I don't know. I personally don't see Cam Newton coming back, even though everything I've heard, he's been a great teammate, a great leader, and worked extremely hard. I'm just not a fan of his throwing motion and what he does when he throws the football. And I think that, Coach Belichick will look for somebody a little bit different in that role. But he's going to find the people that fit his system. And, you know, one thing about Coach Belichick, he's always going to have a great defense.
Gus, I got one for you. Well, a viewer, James Henderson, writes in and says, I wish I cared about American football, but I just can't. I don't know why, but I just find it boring compared to the CFL. Look, I get it. You hear it a lot up here in Canada, but they're not playing, James. The NFL is, and that's what we're going to talk about. But your kids are certainly familiar with Pat McAfee, and maybe you probably are too, Gus, with what he's doing. You see that he called the CFL State Fair Football last week, and we had a bit of a back and forth, he and I, and he said, don't take it as a shot. I love state fairs. What is your take on this brand of CFL football in terms of respect level, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that, you definitely cannot – go against what the CFL has done because they've been around for a long, long time. And their part, they don't call it American football. Obviously, the rules are different, right? But it is still football. They're still hitting, tackling, and doing all the forward pass. They're doing all the things that American football does. I think the difference is that the pay is obviously way different. The fanfare, the amount of people that watch American football compared to the CFL, I don't think I would ever call it state fair football because it's the same thing. And it's just, everybody who plays hockey tries to get to the NHL. Everybody who plays football tries to get to the NFL. It's just the next step up. And that's all I would say, is that it's good football. I've been to CFL games. It's different. Sometimes you have to get used to it because you're used to your rules, right? There's different rules. But other than that, it's still football and it's still hitting. And, I kind of wish my guys could always move at the line of scrimmage and run downfield because that would help me out getting those guys because I didn't always have the fastest receivers.
Yeah, and you know what? On that, if I may, did you watch the Rams-Cardinals game, the last game of the regular season? Arizona had to win to get in. And Chris Streveler just couldn't get it done, right? They pulled him out and put a one-legged Kyler Murray into the game. What do you think Arizona does with Streveler moving forward? Do they give him another chance? Or you said you only get a few chances. You're right. Did Streveler blow it, do you think?
Yeah, you only get a few chances. You got to come in and prove yourself. And, there's not many opportunities. Kyler Murray's going to be healthy. Now, whether the team comes to him and says, look, you got an opportunity to compete for a backup spot or even a third string spot. That's what we'll do. But the NFL is very finicky. You have to prove yourself anytime you get out between those white lines. I've seen a lot of guys make it year after year in the NFL. Then all of a sudden they get their chance to play and they can't cut the mustard because it's not 7-on-7 or practice anymore. I mean, the difference between the game and practice or whatever you think you've been doing is 100% different. The speed, the how fast everything moves, the intensity, it ramps up 1,000%. So, hopefully he gets another chance. We'll see what happens. But when you go in and you got an opportunity to really help your team and it doesn't happen, then, there's a lot of people and scouts. There's not just one person making that decision. There's a lot of people. But I hope he gets a chance to play again.
You're right. A lot of necks on the line. Gus, this has been a fantastic update, as we've just put on the screen. Enjoying Gus. Check out his podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, at huddleupwithgus.com. I'll continue to wear this bunny hug with pride. Enjoy the games this weekend, Gus, and we'll chat soon.
All right. Hey, Rod, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you getting that nice sweatshirt. I got my, I don't know if you could see it, I got my t-shirt on today as well. So the t-shirts are great. But like you said, I don't know where they're made. We got a great guest this week. Plus, my boys are going to be on a Huddle Up with Gus with their guests during the week. So we got a lot going on. It's been a lot of fun. And I appreciate being able to share time with you and you having me on your wonderful show. And thanks for the questions, John.
Okay. A lot of fun.
You bet. All positive. All right. Have a good weekend, Gus.
Yeah. All right. Take care, fellas. See ya.
Pro Bowl quarterback Gus Frerotte joining us on video chat this morning. When we come back, we'll get to a viewer takeover a little early and a sports update on the other side of this break. You're watching a Flame Tech Football Friday. Flame Tech is your industry leader in combustion services. You're watching on Game Plus TV, live daily on YouTube, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
As John Frenzy just said, never a dull moment. Sports update, Connor McDavid scored a hat trick and added a helper as the Edmonton Oilers beat the Canucks 5-2 one night after a 5-3 loss against Vancouver. Neon Leon added 4 assists to help the Oilers split the set at Rogers Place. The Nuge scored twice and added a helper for Edmonton. Patrick Laine scored his second goal of the game in overtime, and the Winnipeg Jets started their season with a 4-3 home win over the Calgary Flames. Jacob Markstrom made 30 saves in his Flames debut, but a little leaky, Lynch.
Yeah, a little leaky.
Allowing 4. Brock Nelson, Anders Lee, and Matthew Barzal scored in the opening period, and the New York Islanders beat the New York Rangers 4-0 at MSG. Semyon Varlamov stopped 24 shots for his 28th career shutout. Alexi Lafreniere, the first overall selection, made his debut, had 1 shot on goal, and 15:27 of ice time. Chris Boucher had 25 points and 10 rebounds. Kyle Lowry had 16 points and 12 assists. And the Raptors beat the Charlotte Hornets 111-108 on their home floor in Tampa, Florida. Spicy P added 15 points as the Raps are now 3-8. Christian Wood had 27 points and 15 rebounds, and the Houston Rockets rallied to beat the Spurs 109-105 in their first game since trading franchise cornerstone James Harden. The New York Jets have reached an agreement in principle with 49ers assistant Robert Saleh to become their head coach. He's recognized as an energetic leader who is well-liked by his players. Wouldn't we all like that on our tombstone, Lynch?
Yep.
Meanwhile, Urban Meyer has agreed to become head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Meyer's won 3 college national championships. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. They can handle all your food and fun needs. Open for lunch today, by the way, right in the heart of the Dewdney Strip. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. To the Facebook feed from our viewers, Ryland Betker writes in and says, "Go, Jets, go! First period had me worried, but the second, third, and overtime periods looked way better. James Henderson, Jets looked great in the last 2 periods." They did. Jeff Kozak, "Can't wait to see when you have him on again." He's speaking of Gus Frerotte. "Very informative and at least knows some CFL stuff."
He's terrific.
From Larry Dye in Medicine Hat, Is there no big ego business person that would want to own a CFL team in Atlantic Canada?
Good.
Hang
question.
On. Yeah, good question. Hang on. I'll come back to that. Jennifer Illingworth says, "They had a little fun fact about the Flames that I didn't know, that now 11 years they have not won their season opener." Crazy. Go Oilers! That from Jennifer. Austin Matthews didn't score in the Leafs season opener for the first time in 5 years, I noticed. And Zach Nelson, who's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Zach. He says the Flames would have lost in regulation last night if Markstrom didn't make those saves. He allowed 4 goals, chum. End of story. You're not going to win in the NHL allowing 4 goals. And they didn't sign him and give him that amount of money to allow 4 goals. And from viewer Todd Payton, he says, "Thanks to Ballers Rec Room for hosting the NHL Fantasy last night. Thanks for the invite. I wasn't even aware of it. I wouldn't have gone anyways, but it would have been nice to turn an invitation down." So the guy said, Larry in Medicine Hat, is there no big ego business person who wants to put a team in Halifax? Well, Larry, sure. Where have you been? They've been dancing this dance for how long, Lynch?
About 20 years, but recently only five. Well, with the Drummond bit. And he's gone further than anybody else.
Look.
And he still feels they're going to make it happen. I call that wishful thinking, simple as that.
Larry, I think you have Saskatchewan ties to the degree that you understand how things work in this province. You know, it's six degrees of separation around the whole world. It's actually 2 degrees of separation here. Right, Frenzy?
Right.
So, Gary Drummond, the billionaire, former owner of the Arizona Coyotes, is the front man trying to land the Atlantic Schooners. Lynch's lawyer is brothers-in-law with Gary, right? So we've been intimately aware of what's been going on with the Atlantic Schooners. He's the guy, and to call him a big ego business person almost seems insulting to Gary. Right, John? Like, he's a nice guy.
Very humble guy.
Maybe he's got a big ego, but who doesn't that's successful?
That's right.
Show me somebody that doesn't have confidence, if you will. There's a difference between a big ego and confidence, but I wouldn't say that about Gary. He's treated us like absolute gold.
Yeah, yes. And he believes
it. So he's the guy. But this is where I think, and I'm going to write about this in my column on the weekend. This is where the CFL and the Schooners blew it. They should have played in 2019, and here's why. They announced at the 2018 Grey Cup that they were getting a team. I was there.
Yep.
I saw it with my own eyes. We're sitting here 2021 and there's still no team. So right there is they dropped the ball. But if they'd played in Moncton in 2019, you'd have had a team of free agents that would have included Kevin Glenn and Daron Carter and Chip Cox. And you could go on and on and on and on and on. Nick Lewis might have still played. That's 3 seasons ago now. Yep. You could have had a team already playing in Moncton. We'd have been rolling.
Yep.
So I don't know what the holdup is because nobody ever knew that the pandemic was coming. I get it. But now the stadium thing's dead. That's been talked about by Halifax City Council. We're not building a stadium in Halifax because of the pandemic. You're going to have to go to Moncton. You should have done it 3 years ago anyways.
Moncton is a better place to go to.
Absolutely.
More sports fans, a couple of college teams. Yeah, they should be in Moncton. They didn't do a business study of what was the best for the area. I don't know. Somebody told them they had to go to Halifax, and that was it. But I don't understand.
Actually, quite the contrary. Gary Drummond on this show said they did do a business study and learned that they shouldn't go to Moncton. They should go to Halifax. And I think, what are these studies? They make good fire starters, what they do. I'm just so how does that help? From Jamie Neugebauer watching today. He says, is owning a CFL team a good business move anywhere? Not now, it's not. Robin and Prince Albert, what happens first? A CFL team in Halifax or Bo Levi on the RP show?
Oh, that's a great question, eh? That's a real good one.
From Randolph Zora, how do you become a millionaire owning a CFL team? Start out being a billionaire.
Yeah.
Nugsy goes on to say, I remember seeing red black stuff around Halifax. They do absolutely love football out there. Also, how many good St. Mary's and Acadia U teams have there been to provide players?
Quite a few.
Yeah, so what's the holdup? That's the point.
The city council, they say, hey?
Well, they're not getting a stadium.
No.
So move on.
Yeah.
If that's what you're waiting for, here you sit, holding your you-know-what 3 years later.
Too bad. It's too bad. It really is. We've been great for Canada.
We got a full text line, and we'll get to those when we come back for Viewer Takeover. And on the way today, Tory Gurley, our NFL insider with Tory's tips, and Shaq Murray-Lawrence, CFL veteran, a member of the Canadian National Bobsled Team. That's a fact. He's coming up in hour two. You're watching on Game Plus TV, YouTube Live daily, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Just an absolute fantastic day here on Flame Tech Football Friday, and I'm going to jump into more of our discussion of the Atlantic Schooners. Ryan Kowalik says Moncton is more central, is the more central Atlantic province for sure. Brian Eitenauer says, why are we worried about Halifax? There may be nine more cities without a CFL team real soon. Greg Klevgaard says, what's the franchise fee for a CFL team? Can't be much. Well, let's look into what it was for Ottawa the last time it's around. Mike Blackbird joining us from Toronto. He says, if they don't have a season, I'll agree. You'll agree to what? The poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Let's update that. Which underdog will win this weekend in the NFL divisional playoff round? Rams, Ravens, Browns, or Bucks? On Twitter, the leader is the Bucks with 34% of the vote. On Facebook, the Bucks leading with 40% of the vote. So it's a tight one. Going to be some great games in the National Football League this weekend. To the Prairie Mobile text line, what do we have here? From the 291, DG writing in, says, morning, guys. This is a message for the NHL. I see sponsor logos on everyone's helmet. Fantastic. But I see no sponsors on the refs' helmets. Consider this the beginning of the campaign to get the RP Show logo on the ref helmets. Let's make this happen. I'd be all in. Steven in North Dakota writes in and says, how long till RP Show stickers are on the WHL SJHL helmets? Don't let the uniforms turn into NASCAR gear. I think the PGA limits players to six logos. That's from Steven in North Dakota, Frenzy.
Yeah.
Brady in Saskatoon says, hey, Rod, McDavid with one heck of a night last night. 3 goals, 1 assist. Line 8, 2 goals, 1 assist as well. Blue Jays keep missing out on free agents. Sounds like they put out an offer for Lemieux and were close to signing him, but he decided to sign with the Yankees. My picks for the divisional round, Packers, Ravens, Saints, Chiefs. He's going with all favorites, save for Buffalo. Zach in Calgary. Hey, Rod, it's my 20th birthday today. Didn't we wish him happy birthday? Love the Dave Randorf interview. Can't wait to watch the show every Friday now. That's from Zach in Calgary, where they love us.
They do.
Jack in Vulcan, Alberta. Bo is Bo. This young man is the hardest worker on the team, and yes, he upsets the opposing teams in media. But Bo Levi Mitchell wins. Last time I checked, I got to guess how he ended it, what they're paid to do. We're out of time. We'll see you next hour with Tori Gurley and Shaq Murray Lawrence, everybody. Oh, no. We got 20 seconds left. I'm sorry. I'm hearing voices all over. I'm hearing voices in my head, Lynch. Stick with us into hour two. Game Plus TV, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube Live. Tori Gurley and Shaq Murray Lawrence will be joining us from Germany. Stick around, y'all.
He felt sorry for Mike Riley last night. Walking off the field, he looked so disappointed.
The show's over, Lynch.
And hurt. Oh, okay.
Stop talking football.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.